Breaking news. AI just got a new port. It's called MCP.
Model Context Protocol. USB-C for agents. One port, 1,000 devices.
Every AI app wants access to your files, your repo, your database, and half of SaaS.
And every app invented its own plugin format. So it's a drawer full of proprietary cables. MCP tries to fix that. Standardize messages between your app and the tools it can use. Your app is the host. It runs clients. Each client connects to a server, like files and Git, database, external APIs. Servers expose resources, tools, and prompts. Resources are the stuff you can read, files, docs, tickets, maybe a row. Tools are actions, run a query, create a PR, resize an image. Prompts are reusable instructions, do the right thing every time. Under the hood, it's JSON RPC 2.0. Plugins, but retro. Transport 1, standard.io. Your app launches a server and talks over standard in and standard up. New line delimited JSON. Local tools, stay local. No ports, just pipes. Transport 2, streamable HTTP. Post messages, optionally stream events with SSE. And because it's HTTP, the spec has a security warning the size of a legal team. DNS rebinding. If you don't validate origin, a website can talk to your local MCP server. So bind to localhost, validate origin, and use auth when it's remote. Authorization is optional, but for HTTP, it's OAuth 2.1 flavored. Then there's confused deputy, your proxy server minting access for the wrong client. Fix it with per-client consent, strict redirect URIs, and real state validation. Also, token pass-through. Don't accept random tokens and forward them. So why care? Because plugins were a disaster. MCP gives you one protocol. Implement MCP once in your host app, and you can talk to any server. Servers become composable. Files, Git, DB, external APIs. But you're giving a model a tool belt. Put guardrails on it. Least privilege, explicit consent, logs, rate limits, and no delete everything tool. Because once your agent can touch Git, Git push double dash force becomes a personality trait. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.